You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Grip.
So the Gospel this week is for Matthew chapter 5. And Jesus is talking about, he's saying, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. Well, he said says another few things, but I just want to maybe just think about this, the salt of the earth or the light of the world, and to share a few thoughts with you about it. Jesus is addressing his disciples. He said to his disciples, it says, so he's addressing it to his disciples, and these are the people who have been following him, who have tried to understand him, who have been acquainted with him. And that has made them the light of the world, because Jesus, God himself, has been able to reveal to them, to share with them the light that he is himself, the light of the instant of creation, when the light came into the darkness, when order was generated out of chaos. This is the light, this is the reason, the logic, the word. We can talk about it in many ways, but this is what came into the world, and this is what became part of those disciples as they engage with Jesus, when they get to know him, when they start preaching the gospel and bringing the good news to the nations. So what is our role in this? So if we are Christians, if we are followers of Christ, I mean, we get acquainted with him, we get closer to him, we allow him to transform us. And this makes us the light of the world. This should make us pillars, cities on hilltops, which can be seen from a distance. This should be the salt that give that spice to a world that can be fallen, can be broken, that can be difficult, that has its sufferings. But with the salt in it, it makes it spices up and it brings it back to life. It is the light that shines out in the darkness, the light that penetrates even the darkest corners. It's like a star that rises, or sun that rises more so even, that the higher it gets, the more power it has, the more it illumines everything around, and we can see things for what they really are. By coming to God, by coming to Jesus, by learning, by encountering, both in study, in prayer, in encounter with the Word, we really slowly come to understand and see what and become, I suppose, the light. And then we become lights to shine out our light to others. So those we encounter in our lives, that they can see within us, as it were, the light, that they can see the goodness, not necessarily because we're all good, but the goodness of God and our struggle to do and try to do the right thing, to have that charity, that kindness within us, that can people can see in our eyes that there is a goodness there, a patience, an openness to others. The more we allow that light of Christ to penetrate our own lives, so we start by allowing it coming into our own lives, the more we can radiate it out and bring it to others in our love of neighbor. So I suppose it is a reflection we can have on this gospel in this weekend, to kind of really see, okay, how do I allow the light of the gospel, the good news, that joy that comes from knowing that even in the darkness, even in the darkness of the cross, that there can be a lightning, that light can come, that there is hope, and that there is joy, and that this should have a root within us and always shines out. And how can we share that with others? What is that reality in our own lives?